Good morning. It is December 15th, 2013. We're in the middle of a snowstorm. It's cold, wet, damp, and rainy, but my day has been suddenly brightened by nuts. I have the nutty redhead is in the house with your man friend. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Lisa Griffiths. I'm that nutty redhead, and I have my partner here, John Thomas Grant.
Is John Thomas Grant a partner in the line of nuts?
Yes, he's my business partner and he's my sweetheart.
Oh, very nice. Well, you guys are all about the romance. The romantic steampunk fashions, romantic cemetery photos.
Cemetery photos, they are.
You're both published authors as well.
Well, that's correct.
Photographers and authors and creators.
Sure. Right.
Generally creative people in general.
We're passionate about our art and what we do.
Yeah. Oh, I can tell. And that's when you succeed, when you and the smiles on your faces, that when everything you've talked about, you've had a huge smile on your face. So if you have passion and you love what you're doing, I mean, you can't help but succeed.
Well, we're living our dream, not somebody else's dream.
That's right.
We're working towards our fulfillment of our dreams as opposed to somebody else's dream working for someone. So we're thrilled and we're 24/7 at this.
24/7. Why don't you explain the Nutty Redhead Frosted and Gourmet Nuts and how they came to be?
Well, I'm a big fan of nuts as a snack, and when I moved to this area, I was dissatisfied with some of the other products that I was finding. My nuts are all natural, no preservative. I believe you are what you eat, and you have to put good things into your body. So these are a really healthy snack, and I guarantee they're delicious. When you take one bite, you can't stop. And when you go on my website, you can look at all of the customer comments, and they're amazing.
ThatNuttyRedhead.com
is the website. Correct.
And you're a testament to the when you know you are what you eat and stuff like that, because we won't say your age. But you had me guess what your age was, and I guessed a full 12 years younger than what you actually are. You also say you don't go in the sun and everything, but it's probably part of your diet as well.
I'm very health conscious about what I eat, yes. I do believe that makes a big difference.
So you're living it, and you're eating it, and you're dreaming it, and you're doing it.
Yes.
It's all a lifestyle for you.
It is. Yeah. Yes, it
is. You have hair. We should talk. This is not a video podcast, but your hair, how long have you measured your hair, how long it is?
I haven't measured it, but it's to my knees. I haven't cut it in 15 years, and people know me by the red hair, and that's kind of why we went with the name That Nutty Redhead, because I'm so known for my long hair.
Mm. But the nuts, though, getting back to the nuts, they are, is it three different nuts that you use?
Yes. I'm using right now almonds, cashews, and pecans, no peanuts. And I have five delicious flavors. And again, all natural. I only use the best Madagascar vanilla because I believe that people want a quality product.
Mm.
I have the frosted Bavarian nut. Then I have a spicy hug nut, which is eight different spices. Kind of think of gingerbread with a cayenne kick.
Ooh.
And then I also have one of our top sellers is Breakfast in New England. It's like a maple pancake syrup. It's just incredible.
Wow.
And then I also have Menthe Chocolat because I'm a big chocolate mint fan. And Orange Creamsicle.
Oh, my Lord. Every one of those, my mouth is salivating thinking about. And you were at the Harvest Festival in Rockport or something?
Yes. We had our kickoff at the Harvest Festival. And people absolutely loved the nuts. We had such a great reception, and we had folks coming back after they had purchased them saying, we need another bag because these are not going to make it home. One woman bought them for a party that night, and she told me that she and her husband ate them on the way home and they never made it to the party. And then I have fans telling me online that they're nibbling on them when they go to bed because they can't stop eating them. And So those are great compliments. And, you know, word of mouth is really the best advertisement.
I'm looking at them, right? I'm dying to dive into these bags. We're going to get to it later, but, oh, they look so good. So is there one nut that that people seem to gravitate towards more than others?
No, it depends on the person's taste. All of the nuts are selling very well. Depends if you like pecans, cashews, or almonds. We do sell a lot of the mixed nut bag, which is the three nuts in one bag, and they can pick their one flavor that they like. And then the sample bags are popular too. Somebody can order cashew samples with the five flavors to try them, and then they know what they like.
Now, do you ship?
We ship all over, worldwide.
Worldwide?
Yes.
And is there a storefront where people could buy these?
We don't have a storefront as of yet, but we can sell them locally. We're located right in Rockport. People can call me and order. We are doing retail. We just got our wholesale license. We're going to be getting into stores all over Cape Ann and all over Massachusetts.
Have you spoken to the lady at the Cave yet?
She's on my list.
Yeah, she's got to be on your list. She
just got the stickers in for the packaging and the state certification. So actually this week we're going to start hitting a number of different stores that are recommended
fantastic.
For
yes.
the product. And again, the product here is also heat sealed for freshness, which very few, if anybody else, does that.
What's that mean, heat sealed?
The bags are sealed, closed by a heat mechanism.
Oh, so there's no air getting
there's
in
it. There's no air getting
yeah.
in it. So
gotcha.
It locks in my flavor, the freshness, and they keep very well. They have a shelf life of from 6 months to 8 months. They can be refrigerated. They can be frozen. So people can order bulk. We're looking into doing weddings, corporate gifts.
Fundraisers. We're going to be doing office parties, so on and so
forth.
Is this the official packaging, what I'm looking at right here?
The official packaging is going to have the label on the front, just like this.
Just like this
logo.
With the label.
And then we
yes.
have an ingredients label on the
and
back.
And the ingredients label will go on the back.
An info label on the
well,
back.
I guess the reason why I asked was because it's a beautiful looking for a gift. Like, you know, it's worthy
Thank
of like
you.
A
sure.
a gift. It's not
have,
just some kind of like you're throwing it in a paper bag and
oh,
handing
no, no,
it to
no.
someone. This
no,
is
no, these
gift
are,
worthy.
Are heat sealed, as I said. Then they're put into designer cello bags tied with beautiful ribbons.
Mm.
The logo is spectacular.
Who did that?
Artist friend of mine who has some artwork in my book, International Steampunk Fashions, did the logo for me. His name is Josh Debbins. And I asked him if he could do a Victorian lady with red hair, and he nailed it.
He did nail it. It's beautiful. Now, it's getting, now that you mentioned the steampunk fashions and stuff, can you talk to the folks a little bit about how this product was inspired by your original passion of everything Victorian and steampunk?
Well, the nuts are based on a Victorian recipe. I'm passionate about the Victorian and the Edwardian era. And steampunk is a new movement that's really taken hold in the fashion industry especially, but it started as a literary movement. And it's the Victorian era meets science fiction fantasy, and it's a style that the Victorians might have worn if they had our technology today.
Mm.
So I'm really into the history, that's my passion, and the nuts tie in because they were a Victorian treat that was popular then. And enjoy it.
So on top of all of that, because you don't have enough going on, you guys have a show on Cape Ann TV, is that right?
Yes, we do.
And what is that going to be about?
That's called All Things Victorian, and that is going to showcase everything about the Victorian and the Edwardian era, and also neo-Victorian and steampunk. Everything from architecture to fashion to literature to superstitions to mourning to cemeteries. We're going to cover everything from A to Z.
So this won't be a studio show.
It'll be a studio show.
Okay.
But we're also going to go on site and film.
I would
in
think
the community.
if you're going to do architecture, you got to kind of
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to get a hold of people in this area that maybe have a relative that was in the Civil War, like my grandfather was. I want to hear their stories. I want to see their collections.
Mm.
If people have old letters. If they have a beautiful Victorian bed and breakfast or historical society.
I would think as far as real estate goes, like there are people that want a Victorian, like and the more classic Victorian it can be, the more crazy they are about it.
Sure.
You know, some people like myself, I want modern. I like it to look kind of like nautical and but
right.
have modern technologies in it,
mm-hmm.
but there are people that want as close to Victorian as you can get.
Absolutely.
And
it's a sickness. Well, no, I'm just kidding.
No. But you see, like when I look at a Victorian house, right, I say, Jesus Christ, look at the detail there that someone's going to have to chip away at that paint to restore that, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, that clapboards would be so much easier. Or you don't even, but you
appreciate. That's not how we think.
But it's a whole different mindset. It's beautiful and you can appreciate it. But like, you're thinking of the work that goes involved. You know what I mean? So what are some of the characteristics of Victorian? What makes Victorian era stuff, Victorian era? What were some of the characteristics?
Well, the Victorian era is from 1837 to 1901. And everything was handcrafted back then, and it was made to last, it was made well, and the Victorian era is known for being very ornate. The Victorians felt that more was better, and as you said, with the houses, there were all types of gingerbread and additions and gables and porches and just everything. It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is that at the time, Britannia ruled the waves. So whatever Britannia did, the rest of the world followed.
What's that mean,
Britannia? Queen Victoria set the standard
England
for the day.
Was the
England.
World leader at the time.
Yes.
Oh, Britannia is Britain.
They were the world leader at the time in that period.
Okay.
They ruled everything from India to Indonesia to all around parts here of Canada, so on and so forth. They just ruled. So whatever they did, whatever their traditions were, whatever fashions they established, the Queen Victoria, the world followed.
Mm.
So she established a certain characteristic in a day-to-day
style.
The rest of the world just said, great, the Queen's doing it, let's do it. We're not British anymore. Who cares? It's great. They rule the world. They must be something to it. So
that tiny little place, that tiny little geographical island ruled the world. Imagine that.
Well, she had a very long reign, so she had quite the impact.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to try the nuts. The website is
thatnuttyredhead.com.
Yeah, that's easy to remember. Thatnuttyredhead.com. You can also see John Thomas Grant's work at
johnthomasgrant.com.
And it's J-O-H-N Thomas.
J-O-H-N.
Yeah, thomasgrant.com. And John, I'd like to talk a little bit about your work.
Sure.
You're published. Cemetery photographer?
Correct.
That's your forte.
That's the bread and butter, right?
That's
there.
The bread and butter.
Yeah, that's what I see. That's the style that seems to separate me from all other photographers. I do other photography as a passion, but the cemetery work seems to have resonated with the general public worldwide.
And has so gotten you recognized.
That's my legacy.
How did you fall into that?
Genealogy. I spent 30 years in the music business, and when I left the business because it got too frenetic when the digital age hit, everybody just scattered, the company started falling, people were downloading. I was looking for something else because it wasn't my place anymore. It wasn't the world I once knew. So I left the industry sometime around the turn of the century, and I was looking for something else. And I, at the same time, I was researching my family tree. Obviously, it's researching your family tree will then bring you to cemeteries. So I took my little camera and pad and pencil and went to the cemeteries to photograph my dead ancestors, because the living weren't saying anything. I had no information. I don't know when they passed. Okay, let me go visit them. So I went to visit them. I was enthralled with the cemeteries, the peace and the quiet. And after 30 years in the music business, the first thing I needed was peace and quiet. So when I got to cemeteries and just listened to just the drone in the background of life and the birds singing to each other, and it was just peaceful. It was just so quiet, and it enlivened life for me. And I started shooting everything else, including my relatives, but I started shooting everything else, and people were signing in. I built a little website, and they were saying, wow, you look, your stuff looks great. It's different from what I've seen. Next thing I know, I have a publisher on the phone calling me and saying, yeah, we heard about your photography here in the office, and we'd like to have a book. We want to put a coffee table book out about your stuff. Come back in a year with the manuscript. I said, okay. As a matter of fact, I'm working on it right now. I have thoughts, maybe. You never can tell. So I brought it back, and then in 2 years ago, they came out with my book, Final Thoughts, Eternal Beauty in Stone. And it's been doing very well. It's growing and growing and growing. It's what some of the works I'm entering. I'm a member now of the Rockport Art Association, Newburyport Art Association, Sea Arts, and my work seems to be winning awards. I came close in Paris at the Parisian Photo World Photo Contest. Got through two viewings, one of my pieces. So my work's resonating, and that's what counts. So I'm going to keep going.
Well, in this day and age, when every soccer mom has a DSLR and thinks that they can put out a book, when someone calls you to publish your book, that means you're doing something right, because people just don't. It's so difficult to get a book. You can self-publishing is one thing. There's a bazillion self-publishers, but for someone to reach out to you, to publish your book, that means there definitely is something there.
It's not what you look at that matters; it's what you see.
Hmm.
So
there you go.
To all those photographers out there, and through my publisher, and then Lisa and I started going out through my publisher. I had mentioned to him, of course, that I'm involved with this Victorian lady, and we went down for her first meeting with him, and I had her dress up in one of her authentic antique Victorian. We walked in, he couldn't get the contract on the table quick enough.
That's great.
So the first book originally was going to be the Fashionable Victorians and Edwardians, which we're still working on. That's going to be a big 400-page kind of coffee table book. But he also ran short. He wanted to do something on steampunk, and an original author fell to the wayside, didn't come up with the work. So he's asked Lisa if she would like to do the steampunk book first, because we already had a chapter developed for the Fashionable Victorian and Edwardians. And she said yes, and her book, International Steampunk Fashions, came out in about 4 months.
Wow.
We hustled on that.
Holy mackerel.
Worked 12 and 14 hours to get it done.
Now, once people find out that you have been published, do you get like a million people asking you, how did you get published, and like how did you negotiate your contracts and stuff like that?
People do ask, sure.
I would think, like, you know what I mean? Because, like, to me, content, there's content everywhere now, right? With the digital media age, like if it's music, if it's photography, if it's writing, content, whereas newspaper writers were, you know, they now they can't pay these people hardly, you know, and photographers, staff photographers for newspapers are getting slashed left and right, you know what I mean?
Sure.
They can barely make any money. Now, when you get, like, how do you negotiate what and how much do you have to give away for that first book for the publisher to see that you're worth backing? Do you kind of give away the house in the first one, and then you say, okay, we're really gonna make our money once they see how good this stuff is on the second and third book?
You're gonna give away the house as a first time author. There's no doubt about that, especially if you have if you were a writer for the New York Times and had this mass following and had this is your first novel, you might do a little bit better.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, as first time authors, you're going to have to bite the bullet, if you will. It's as simple as that.
Usually
they go for, let's say, a three book deal. So maybe, which I did, I wanted a one book deal, see how they did. Were they going to design my book properly? They going to market it? So they wanted to see what my work was going to do. I wanted to see what their company was going to do for my work. So, I'll go on from there, whether to another publisher or I'll stay with them based on an appraisal of the last couple of years. We'll see. As soon as we get that nutty redhead settled, then I'll start building. I'm already developing two more books on the theme and a young adult historical fiction book. But you're going to bite the bullet on the first one, but they're going to do all the work.
Yeah,
I mean, they're going to get it printed and published, and some of these self-publishings can cost you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to put a book out and market them.
Oh, I see it all the time, because like you guys are here for promotion of the nuts and everybody that has a book comes to me, just about comes to me and stuff like that. We have these conversations, and sometimes I'm like, they're nice books or nice stories and stuff like that, but I'm like, oh God, I hope they don't take a beating, because a lot of these are especially are local, like with very, there's a limited amount of people that are going to really potentially even buy this book, you know what I mean? And you know, there's 29,000 residents of Gloucester, right? So, and then they, if they get 10,000 copies made, I mean, like, is every third person going to buy a book, really? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
So you have to. Sure. So keeping.
It's a passion.
Yeah.
You do it because you love it.
Right.
Not because you're going to get rich the first time.
Oh, I agree. I agree. But I think people think, I think some people have no business, like they have passion and they're really smart and brilliant about their subject matter, but they may not have the business sense to like know not how to pull back on the reins or, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever, because, you know, and, you know, you put a gloss, there's a big difference between a black and white book with,
sure.
you know, with no pictures and then a glossy cookbook, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like
and,
that.
And ours are both coffee table style books, so they're really beautiful.
Yeah. yeah.
They're done
yeah.
very well. Schiffer Publishing did a wonderful job.
Simply put, you can't take it personally.
Yeah.
You do the best you can. Social networking, whatever the case might be.
Mm-hmm.
Bookshelves, fill your trunk with books and sell them, and that's where we make a larger royalty, because we can
Absolutely.
Fill the trunk with books from the publisher and go out and
go
do
to the
bookshows and
right.
do conventions.
The autographed
and stuff
copies.
Like
do you go to bookshows?
Sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
last year we went to a genealogy conference, and
mm-hmm.
I did a book signing there, and Lisa did the Steampunk World's Fair last year.
Oh, where was that?
Yeah, that's in Piscataway, New Jersey. It's the largest
Is there a lot of like women dressed up in like outfits
yeah.
and stuff?
All over the place.
It must be wild.
Yes, I can't.
Did you take photo?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have an online gallery of that?
I don't have, well, I have it on my Facebook page, yeah. But,
do Facebook,
it's,
unfortunately.
It's
yeah.
great stuff.
I'm sure it's like bananas.
Yeah.
It's probably like Comic
like
Con, you know,
5,000 people. Well, yeah, Comic Con is another big con that they do. It's very steampunkish and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, again, thatnuttyredhead.com. Buy the things. We're gonna go out on a limb and say you're probably gonna be at the Cape Ann Farmers Market next season.
Plan on it.
Plan
we're
on
try
that.
To really get out into the community. I love this area. Cape Ann has been my healing place, and I really want to get involved in the community and give back. And I feel that I am offering a wonderfully delicious and wholesome product that I would want to eat.
And it's healthy.
It's
and
healthy.
It's delicious.
Yes.
And a perfect gift for the holidays.
It is. It
yeah.
is.
So all of that.
And all things Victorian, the TV show with Cape Ann TV, we're hoping will air. We just finished show number one. I'm doing the editing right now. And shows two and three will be taped tomorrow. So we're hoping for it to start airing again. It'll be a series program, so it's going to go on and on and on.
Cool.
But we're hoping for it to start airing early this new year.
Well, if you cut together a little like 1 minute promo piece,
sure.
we can put that on the blog for you.
Oh, awesome!
I mean,
thank
like
you.
A little ad. Yeah,
that's
no
great.
Problem. Well, you do the work. All I have to do is copy and paste it. But anyway, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you
thank
for my
you.
Nuts.
Thank you so much, Joey.
Enjoy.
Did you guys
these days?
You have to be a little nuts. Is right. Do you guys follow the blog, by the way?
I do. Yes.
You do.
Yes.
Oh, well, there you
very
go.
Much.
Now you get an extra push from me.
Very much
we like to say, if I may finish with this. Because the nuts are so healthy, live a little while you live a little longer.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. ThatNuttyRedhead.com. Buy some nuts. Have a nice day, guys.
Thanks, Joe. You
Thanks.
Too.